Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CST Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we've talked a few weeks ago about the elephant in the room. And while the mainstream media keeps chasing Russia, Hillary is blaming everyone and their dog for her loss of the election. The political storm seemed to be a lot about power and politics and not much about the American people. President Donald Trump, he seems to be doing what he can to stay connected to the people through the hated early morning tweets. And those who are the most angry are the mainstream media and the establishment, the politicians. The American people in general, well, we really don't care. We really don't care all that much about his tweets. What is it we care about? Well, certainly not Hillary's constant speeches about who caused her loss. It's really so sad after she lied and cheated and bought her way to the top. But we really don't care, Hillary. You might look in the mirror. The answer is usually there. And maybe it was all those out-of-style tunics and pantsuits that didn't resonate with the American people. Did you fire your dressmaker, Taylor? Russia is not a friend, but really, really, we the people don't care about Russia. We care about America's way of life. We care about jobs. We care about getting government out of our lives. We care about families. We care about our own communities. We care about the D.C. occupiers getting out of our way, a.k.a. the swamp. So when our president makes you angry, we smile a little. Okay, we smile a lot. The establishment, the left, are going wild and crazy over what the president has done, might do, will do, or what he said, or what he tweeted. But they better beware of what we the people will do on their next election day. It might very well be we put in more Trumps, non-politicians, there for the job to be done and hopefully go home. They want the president dead. And every time they threaten him, it is you they are truly angry with, the deplorables who wouldn't listen to their socialist reasoning. Paris is in constant terror, and we are on the brink. But let's talk about Russia? No. The elephant in the room are all those things we actually care about, but nobody in D.C. or the mainstream media seems to want to talk about. The economy, the jobs, our family, sovereignty, and it isn't up to D.C. to make a change. It's up to you and it's up to me to take control, support those who are fighting for you, and today, that's what we're going to do. Today, we have a true patriot on with us. She's on with us twice a month, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we're going to talk about what the rest of them won't talk about. Melody, welcome to CSE Talk Radio this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I'm always happy to be here.
Well, good.
It's the fastest hour of the week.
It is. So do you need to do that several times a week to make the week go faster? Or?
Truly.
Some weeks we kind of wish they'd just go, you know.
We wish every hour was like that every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Every hour, every day.
Sometimes, and then we complain about life going too fast. But
we just can't be happy, can we?
Well, you know, it's either too hot or it's too cold, it's too sweet or it's too sour. I don't know. It's always something that we have to complain about. But, you know, as we listen to the news, going back to my monologue, it's always what they don't talk about that gets me. They're talking about, you know, I'm so sick of Russia. Did you see Vladimir Putin with Megyn Kelly?
No.
Well, that was really a hoot. It really was a hoot. He put her in her place, and it was pretty funny. But do I believe Vladimir? No, not necessarily, but I thought it was pretty comical.
You know, I mean, the one thing I did see that it was, you know, quoted, you know, quite a bit, and he made, and I don't have it in front of me, so it's not, you know, an exact quote and so forth.
It's a melody paraphrase.
Yes. Okay. He was referencing the, that it doesn't matter what president we have.
Yes.
They know what's going to happen, and which means there isn't an agenda, and the agenda is going to be carried through. And I referenced it a little bit further as, you know, we talk about our president as being a puppet, you know, as being just a figurehead anymore, and that they really do, they just don't, you know, have the power, or they are unable to use the power because they're always fighting against the, against Congress and the Senate and so forth. And so I just thought that was interesting because I agree with it.
You know, I did too.
With it.
I heard that too, and I thought, isn't that interesting that Russia is saying that? And I think whether you like or don't like Donald Trump, he hasn't been going with the flow, and that's what's really got them all upset. I don't like everything he is doing, but I he's not going with the flow, and that's one reason they hate him so much.
You know, well, he's not going with the flow, and I'm not sure if he just doesn't know how to, and that's why there's been such, you know, and I still don't have my, I'm still up in the air on Mr. Trump. Yeah, I know, I think he's done some good things. You know, he has done some good things. I get that. And, but the big things and the fighting and the, but it's so unorganized, and even the presentations of the things that they want to get passed and so forth, it's just like, you know, just, it's just not, to me, and again, I'm an outsider, I'm certainly not in the White House to know what's going on and so
and
forth.
Aren't you thankful?
But you
for
just
that.
Think it'd be, oh, oh, I would love to be president for a day. You know, like they used to have queen for the day. I'd love to be president for the day.
Uh-oh.
But just I would love to explore the White House. That's what I would like to do.
That would be
just
fun.
Be around the, mm-hmm. you know, the neat things. But
yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I just don't. I mean, I heard today that he chose a replacement for Comey.
Yes, I did not print that off. I should have, because I thought, well, Melody won't go that direction. But yes, he did, and I don't know who that man is.
Well,
he's been in government,
Ray.
Though.
He's been in government. His last name is Ray, W-R-A-Y. And he helped Chris Christie avoid jail time over the Bridgegate.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, is Mr. Trump getting someone in there for future needs of some sort? You know, so he played a pivotal role in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, providing oversight of operations as the country adjusted to this new reality. He was head of a criminal division, and this was a quote from I don't know what news article. He was head of the criminal division from 2003 to 2005. He directed efforts to deal with fraud scandals plaguing the corporate world. Well, he did a real good job there, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh.
No one goes to jail. I mean, how many?
Well, nobody went to jail with Comey either.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they all got a home free, you know, get out of jail free card.
So my thought behind this is, you know, so what's the ulterior, is there ulterior motive here for choosing this person, you know, Chris Christie's personal attorney, and all of a sudden Chris Christie's back into the news. Is this a preview of Christie's return as the attorney general, a position that we knew he wanted? And I've heard reports this morning that Sessions said he'd resign if it was necessary. So interesting how everything.
And everybody wanted him. You know, it's crazy what's going on. And I have often said that the political arena is like shuffling a deck of cards. You just get the same names. They just keep coming up in different places. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show, and we'd love to visit with you at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Visit her website by just simply going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Write the office number down, but you can visit with her right here. But write the office number down for later, and that's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 to visit with her right here, right now. It's 877-895-5410. Well, it is like we were saying when we went into that break. It's like shuffling a deck of cards. And I just saw a tweet, actually. It's an article from Newsmax, and they've interviewed Judge Napolitano about I guess Ray is his name. He says Ray Pick exposes a rift between the DOJ and the White House, so we'll see. I can't imagine that Sessions and Trump aren't getting along, but they might not be.
The gentleman's name is Christopher Ray, W-R-A-Y.
Yes.
And he was a former federal, federal prosecutor. So, you know, timing is everything, particularly in Washington. And I don't believe there's anything as coincidences. You might have one coincidence, maybe, but you don't have as many as what's floating around there now. So, you know, I just don't know. And with these distractions, nothing else can get down. Like you said, you know, he can't concentrate on it. You know, everything else is being disrupted. And there was an announcement that came out today, just a couple hours ago, that a GE factory in Wisconsin, Paul Ryan's district in Wisconsin, is moving to Canada.
Oh, wow.
And this GE factory provides the little town of Waukesha, Wisconsin, with some of the most highest paying jobs in the city. There's about 350 people working on the factory floor that will lose their jobs. And again, their GE has some of the higher paying manufacturing jobs in the city. People in that town voted for Mr. Trump. There's people who've worked at the same plant for nearly 25 years.
Did it say why they've chosen to leave?
It goes on more about, oh, well, why does anybody leave?
It's all about money, isn't it?
It's all about money. Well, I'll tell you what it's about. Canada offered GE $2 billion. So that's what, you know, when you talk about money, that's what it is.
You got to bid them.
Before the NAFTA agreement gets changed and so forth, you're going to see a lot of these factories, all of these large corporations, position themselves prior to the negotiation, if they ever do negotiate the new NAFTA contract, trade agreement. So they've already started the construction in Ontario. The company put out a press release calling it a brilliant factory. Wisconsin has lost over 125,000 factory jobs. So the people thought Trump would intervene to save their jobs. And, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
But you know what we're going to hear tonight? We're going to hear about Comey's testimony in Russia and who the next person is that Hillary's going to blame for her loss. That's what we keep hearing.
Yeah. But, there's GE blames the job losses on Congress. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, Congress shut down the Export-Import Bank, and so they're blaming that. There was promises that, they did nominate more people to fill the vacant board seats. And I think this is one of the problems that, not to bash this administration, but one minute things are promised, and the next minute they're different. And this, you know, when I said prior to how long ago, Beth, when I said we'd see a lot of such volatility in everything, and this is all part of it. And I believe it's all part of everything is we're in a country that really is dying,
And it has been a slow death, but it seems like it's rapidly reaching that final destination. We have Ray from Illinois. Wanted to visit with you a little bit about the GE situation. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. As far as GE, a lot of people don't know this. GE is tax exempt because of their military contracts.
Mm. Now, all the way across the board and everything?
Tax the heck out of them when they bring product back here.
Well, that's interesting. Very interesting. I did not know that, Ray. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's just it. People don't do any research. They don't check things out.
Thanks for that slap in the face.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
What, that they're moving?
That they're tax-free.
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
I don't either.
Well, of course not. But the thing of it is, Canada's paying them $2 billion.
Yeah, so it's all about the money to them.
It's all about the money.
So now tax the heck out of them when they bring their products into the U.S. to the point where they can't do it.
Well, we'll have to see if that gets done.
Well, that's what renegotiating was supposed to do, was supposed to encourage them to stay here. So we'll see. It sounds like they've already, you know, if they're tax exempt, they're saving a whole lot more than $2 billion. $2 billion.
The NFL is tax exempt.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you for educating me. I need that
from time to time.
I got a little slap in the face there. I didn't do my research, but I didn't know that. I certainly didn't know that. But I hadn't seen the article about GE leaving either. So
you talk about all these, you know, these great tax cuts. They were going to drop the corporation rate from 35% to 15%. Well, I don't think they'll drop it that much, but you know, that's what the discussion is. These multinational corporations, they don't pay any taxes as it is anyway.
No, they don't.
So what's the big deal? And all it is just a bunch of moving numbers around, and it doesn't help. It doesn't get down to the crux of the problem.
And who ends up paying it anyway? They may pay a tax.
What do you think?
They may look like they're paying a tax on those tax returns, but it is you. It is the consumer that pays it. We're the ones that eat it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, somebody has to pay for it. Taxes don't go away, and they don't get lowered. They get moved around. So, you know, when you hear about these big tax cuts that, you know, it's going to create all kinds of jobs. No, it won't. Mm. No, it won't. Might create some, but not to the degree that everyone was promised.
You know,
and that's the whole thing. I mean, we snag onto something that we want hope, and they can't fix our problems until they fix our monetary problems.
Until they address that, the
other problems that we have will just create our monetary problems even worse. We're just going to continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. They are going to print until the cows come home because that's the only thing they can do, and nobody gets it. You know, everybody, and I understand we have a baby boomer generation. I was thinking about it. I was writing a little piece about it, saying the baby boomer generation. We really experienced this country at the peak. We experienced it on the upside and the downside. You know, everybody says the 50s was the greatest generation ever. Well, you know, they didn't do any, you know. They had good jobs. I mean, they didn't have any turmoil. But yet I think the baby boomer generation, we had a voice. We didn't use it.
We've thrown it away. We have reaped the benefits of that greatest generation's hard work. And we've kind of sat back. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you know, Derry Brownfield used to say it was his generation that wasted it.
We did.
And I guess he wouldn't really be a baby boomer, but he didn't serve in World War II. But he said it was his generation that wasted it. He was too young to serve in World War II, let me put it that way. And, mm-hmm. but he was the next generation after that, the immediate one. And I consider myself to be that. My dad did serve in World War II. But it's, you know, we have wasted it. We have that rhyme about apathy. We have been so apathetic, and now we're losing it, and we're going to go right back into bondage where we started out. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Melody, I have an article here from the Heritage Foundation, and I'm just going to share a little bit with you with it when you come back. But it's about pensions, and they're not maybe as secure as we thought. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Visit DGScoins.com or give her a call at her office at 1-800-375-4188. But you can talk right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, oh yeah, we'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. For purchase your book today, My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I want you to visit her website. There's lots of information there at DGS.com. Coins.com. Ray is back on the line. I guess I cut him short. He wanted to finish what he was saying. Ray, I apologize for that. What's on your mind?
Well, that's all right. As far as the 50s, you know, 40s, 50s, you know, being the greatest generation, I think it was not just money, it was morality. We went from Father Knows Best to Homer Simpson as a male role model.
Yeah.
True.
Very true. And you know, I was discussing that with my producer over the commercial break, and I said, you know, a lot of those men and fathers didn't even finish high school They graduated 7th and 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And now we've got these college graduates that all need their safe spaces, you know. They're not the same type of they're not the same type of generation that was brought up to be tough. And I read a little tribute on V-Day yesterday about that generation that it also they lived through the Depression. They lived through that Great Depression. They knew what it was to cling together and to do without. We don't seem to know that anymore.
I know my own dad. He was a hard-working man. I mean, he grew up. They farmed with a team of horses. They didn't have a tractor.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. All right.
And he was a tough old bird.
Yeah, my dad was too. All right. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. You know, Melody, I was talking about this article. It's from the Heritage Foundation. It's Rachel Grizzler that wrote it. I'm just going to read a little part of it to you because I think it's important that, and I'm sure you already know this, but I think it's important that our listeners understand why they need to take care of their portfolio, why we believe they need gold and they need silver to back that up and secure things. It says safe and secure. That's what defined benefit pensions are supposed to be. For many Americans, defined benefit pensions have been a dream come true. After a few decades of labor, they've retired in their 50s and early 60s with comfortable pension income for life. But that dream come true is too good to last. Across the country, many private and public pension plans are on the brink of failure. They've promised trillions of dollars in benefits without socking away enough money to pay them. Pensioners could lose some of or all of their expected benefits, and taxpayers will be forced to pony up and cover most public pensions' unfunded promises, maybe even some private ones. It's a bad scenario for retirees and taxpayers as well. The coming pension tsunami, she calls it, didn't arise out of the blue. The defined benefit pension system was inherently flawed from the beginning. And I know there's an awful lot of people that are relying on pensions you know, that's kind of scary as you're my age and you're entering a retirement. Or you think, I'm not planning on retiring, but if you are, I don't have a pension. But, you know, that is kind of scary, but nothing is secure. And it's just like anything else. Some politician got their hands into it. Don't you think, Melody?
Absolutely. You know, the programs were flawed from the beginning. They were promises to pay. We know that, you know, it's the same as our currency. I mean, it's all promises to pay. That these funds were mismanaged. We have longer lifespans. I mean, you can name multiple reasons. But the real reason behind it all is our monetary policy, our inflation. Things continue to get more and more expensive. And I do believe a lot of it was mismanagement. I mean, you can go into Texas and look at some of the things that they spent the people's money on their pension. I mean, they were buying islands and, you know, just, are you kidding me?
Well, and the investments, you know, they invested that money and it was supposed to grow.
That's what I mean. They manage it poorly. Mm-hmm. But you have inflation also that eats away the value.
Right.
And you know what? If these companies and these pension plans had socked away some gold and alongside of their other investments, they wouldn't be hurting like they are today. And everybody says, "Oh, well, they're insured. Isn't it insured by the pension plan, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation?" Yeah, but they're still underfunded. You get a few of these, you get one or two of these plans that go under, you know, all of a sudden you have a nice retirement of maybe an extra $3,000 a month, and all of a sudden that's going to drop to $1,200. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. All of these monies, do you think the government's really going to allow people to walk away with their pension plans that are sitting there in all these accounts when the government is so deep in debt? They're not going to let you walk away with it. They're not going to be responsible for the contract that they made with you. And someone said that to me, well, you know, it was a contract. Well, you know what? Contracts are made to be broken.
So is the Constitution.
The big print giveth and the little print taketh away. What?
The Constitution's a contract, too. They don't pay any attention to that, do they?
They don't pay any attention to that either. You're right. So it's a sad situation. To me, inflation, you know, I keep coming back. The monetary policy, it can't fix anything until that is fixed. Things are going to continue to get more and more expensive. Yeah, we can have periods when things get lower. We can have a period where things might seem good, but we're getting deeper and deeper. And those days of looking good, they're long gone. They're long gone. And people really do need to protect themselves. I believe people have become confused with gold. There's been and it's maybe my responsibility, maybe I've also failed to some degree of keeping the truth about gold and why you need gold, why it's so important. You know, I read articles where people are saying, oh, you only need 5% of your assets in gold. But I got this great paper investment. Or, hey, Bitcoin. Hey, Bitcoin's going to $80,000. Let's get some Bitcoin. It's like, folks, you know, those are just promises. they're just to entice you into the program. And usually the early birds that benefit. Everybody else ends up losing. And again, we talk about the baby boomers generation. We've had a tough time storing, you know, for our, you just couldn't put your money in a bank and earn a decent rate of return.
No.
Since the 80s, early 80s.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I get that everybody's looking to turn that, you know, $1 into $20 or more. But life doesn't work that way. Some get lucky, but for the most part, most people will lose. And they're going to lose big. Bitcoin is not gold. If you speculate in Bitcoin, you use disposable income, money that you can afford to lose. It's no different than going to the gambling casino. Stock market at this point in time is no different than and these are all Ponzi type schemes. They need new buyers to keep it going, to keep that price going higher. And you have so many different with the internet, you have so many strong. They have great information. Arctic newsletter writers and promoters of this and that, they can have some great information. It's just when they come down to telling people, you know, when it comes to gold and how they should allocate their portfolios, this is when people get into trouble. And they're not protecting themselves like they should, because I think the true meaning of gold has been watered down, distorted, changed, and kind of a new look at gold as far as like the new system.
Right.
You know, they talk about gold, but they don't want you to own it.
And we're going into a break. Let's talk about owning gold when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Go to the website at dgscoins.com or call our office at 1-800-375-4188. Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom, and it is the fastest hour of the day. We are in the final segment already. So I'm going to give her website one more time, at least, and that is DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. Her office number, because you're going to want to call her office when you get done with the show, is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. When we were going into the break, I wanted you to tell us why we need gold. What should we do? And I know that you probably have a package together for my listeners today. We talked about silver a little bit more last time, but I think it's important to own both. And I want you to, you're the expert, so I want you to talk to my listeners about that.
You know, when I got into, when we started doing this back in the mid-90s and we did shortwave, there was probably three, four dealers, gold dealers, and every program talked about gold, and so it was talked about the economy, talked about inflation, talked about, you know, how we were losing our freedoms and our and our liberties, and the economy was pretty much a big part. Now I think on shortwave, I don't think anybody, I think we're the only program that's dedicated to the economy, to finances. We're not financial planners, so we can't, I have an opinion, but I can't give advice. And how often do you hear other people, other, you know, other than who I support, how many other programs actually even talk about gold anymore, unless they're selling grams? Uh-huh. And which I'm not a fan of the grams. I think you pay way too much for it. I don't care what size it is and how convenient it might be. You're paying too much for your gold. So I think this is what we're seeing there, and why we see so little interest in gold at this point in time. And it is part of the reason why prices are stagnant too. You know, especially the older coins, the $20 gold pieces, because they really do reflect a demand in the market. And I think this has helped to distort, as I was saying prior to the break, why people need to own gold and silver. And it's really very simple. Gold and silver protect your purchasing power. There's no claim of debt against it. It's welcomed across all borders. There's no infringement. It is recognized as true money. It's real. Bitcoin is not real. And that's what baffles me. It's like investing in air. It's even air is real because we breathe it, but the digits on Bitcoin is not real. I mean, it's not real until you actually sell it and you convert it to fiat currency. Then that becomes real. But you're buying something that's not real, and it just baffles me. why the attraction, other than greed, other than the promises of the big increase in price. So, again, you buy gold and silver and you keep it very simple. It protects your purchasing power. We are going to have inflation. Our currency is going to be changed. We've been given dates and predictions, on this particular date this is going to happen, and it doesn't happen. And it's these people who give these predictions and it doesn't happen. They are part to blame for the low gold prices because after a while you hear, you know, someone crying wolf too many times, you don't pay any attention to it anymore. Pardon?
I said, oh, gosh, yes. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking the climate change people, they keep throwing these predictions and not one of them have come through yet. I mean, you just don't listen to them anymore.
No, I mean, but yet we do see changes in our climate, you know, but even, and so that's, you know, I don't believe in global warming, but we do see, you know, a little bit, you know, and they had to change global warming to make it a little more acceptable, and everybody kind of accepts climate change. But anyway, that's another story.
It is. But, I didn't mean to chase. I was just that I was comparing that when they keep telling you things and it doesn't happen, then you tend to not listen to them anymore. And then they wonder why.
Yeah, and you wonder why. And so, you know, you have a lot of people who've moved in, and I've said this story before. People come in from Wall Street, you know, and they've changed the story on gold and silver, and yet gold and silver has never been more important to own. Hmm. It protects your purchasing power. We are going to have inflation. We are going to have a reset of our currencies. We have a country that's so deep in debt, we're bankrupt, period. And I don't know how long they can keep the system going, but every day you don't have gold and you have those paper dollars, you're still losing against inflation. I don't care if they come out and say, well, inflation is less than 2%. I don't care. It's still that 1% that they're stealing from you.
Right.
It's 2% that they're stealing from you. And those numbers are low. They're lying. When was the last time you ever thought your food was at a 2% inflation? So if things continue to get more and more expensive, distorted, they've created an illusion, and every day you hold those paper dollars, you're losing against inflation.
Absolutely. And you know, they say inflation is a tax in itself. It's a control thing. And we talked about taxes early in the show, and I always tell my listeners, you know, when you pay a license, permits, fines, those are all taxes. And we don't even think of them as taxes, but that's exactly what they are. So what do you have today? What do you want?
And prices are going to go higher for gold and silver. I do believe we're going to see 3,000 gold minimum. And I do think we'll see $75 to $100 in silver. People say, well, you're low. Well, you know what? Let's get there first. Because I guarantee you, when we have 3,000 gold and 100 silver, there's going to be nasty things going on in this country.
Oh, yes.
For those
prices
to get that high.
Yes.
And if they go higher, you know, there will be social unrest and there will be blood in the streets.
When they go higher, people are going to go lower. I mean, it's going to get ugly. We're about out of time. Do you have
a package? We have a small little package, $25 face value, 90% silver. We're going to include a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, and it includes your shipping costs. And we're also going to throw in an almost uncirculated peace dollar. It's a great little package, $499.
Wow. Wow.
It's a great package. $25 face value, 90% silver, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, and includes all your shipping costs and basically a free, almost uncirculated peace dollar. So
wow.
Beautiful coins and for $499.
Actually, that is great. Thank you. Thank
it
you.
It really is a great package.
It
is. I was selling the 90%
silver
and the 10th ounce gold for $485. And that was before gold moved up about $20 and silver moved up a dollar. So it is a great package.
I'm going to give you your
number. $499.
I'm going to give you your number because those who didn't write it down are thinking, oh, I should have written that down. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call Melody. Get this package. Get started. This is a great starter package. I mean, it's fantastic. Thank you, Melody, for always making it affordable and available for my listeners. I appreciate all that you do. We're going to keep this fight going because, like I said, it takes every single one of us. And, you know, you can't rely on pensions. You can't rely on 401ks. You can't rely on government. You have to take things into your own hands, and this is a great way to start. 1-800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. She's a sponsor of the show. Help the show by helping Melody, and let's get things turned around and stand together and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.